It's Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I am Scarlett Serna. Right now, live from our studios, it's Foxholes.
Kick the jams, Cal.
For those of you listening at home, that is Foxholes from Des Moines. Who would like to introduce the band?
Well, I'll do it. So Jessica's playing bass. Kyle, to my far right, is playing lead guitar. Ben's playing drums. And Craig's actually new to the band, and he's playing rhythm guitar. And I'm Trevor. I sing.
Well, welcome to our studios. And for those of us who are not yet familiar with Foxholes, tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you guys came to be.
Well, Jessica and I actually went to high school together, but didn't really know each other in high school. So it wasn't until I moved back after college and Jessica had become friends with some of my friends, so we started hanging out. And she plays cello, so we would kind of jam. And then I met Kyle and Ben off Craigslist. So then I was like, hey, Jessica, you want to play bass? And she hadn't played bass before, but she was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. So she hopped on. And then Craig, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, was just downstairs, because he's my roommate. I was like, Craig, you want to join the band? And he said yes.
Because Trevor's kind of a diva and he doesn't want to play guitar and sing anymore.
I need all the attention.
All right. Well, that is a summary there from Foxholes, of a little introduction from them. Let's get into some more music.
Awesome. This next one's called Arizona. Start it off, Cal.
Lost in Arizona, on the way to California, walking through the desert, light as a feather, over the mountains, nothing but stormy weather. How did we get here? I don't remember, but I got no place to be. West and warm, but you have been born. And that is just beginning, and your head's already spinning, but that's a thing. This is a calm before the storm, the weather's still warm, but you have been born. And that is just beginning, and your head's already spinning, but that's okay, yeah. Found a way, see some place to get wasted, where we can sit down, taste something tasteless. Got to admit, I think this place is faceless. Walking through the desert, it's tried all my patience, but I got no place to. The weather's still warm, but you have been born. That is just beginning, and your head's already spinning, but that's okay. This is a calm before the storm. The weather's still warm, but you have been born. That is just beginning, and your head's already spinning, but that's okay. Dropping, night has fallen, storm keeps on going, no signs of stopping. Abandoned destination, endless vacation, lying here and waiting, I've always been waiting, but I got no place to be. When I still want, but you have been born. And that is just beginning, and your head's already spinning, but that's okay. This is a calm for the storm, the weather still warm, but you have been born. And that is just beginning, and your head's already spinning, but that's okay.
Cool. Let's do Dirty Motels, guys.
Guilty conscience.
This one's called Soak Goes. I'm dedicating it to my mom. She's listening out there. At least she told me she was. Go for it, Greg. Thank you.
lives as they say. Oh no, the time we waste. And so it goes as they say. Oh no, the time we waste.
Foxholes in the studio on IPR Studio One. You guys have just released your debut album in March, Can't Help Myself. Would you talk a little bit about that and maybe some of your influences?
Yeah, so we recorded the album last fall in Iowa City with Luke Tweedy at Flat Black Studios, and we did a couple of sessions to get it finished. We initially booked 2 days to try to get 9 songs done, which was not going to happen.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, but so I got laid off like right after that and had a month to kind of sit on things and did a little rewriting. And then we got that finished up and all the way complete in December. And then we had a release show with Holy White Hounds, who were here the other night, back in March at the Gaslamp. Mm-hmm. As far as influences go, just a lot of like 80s, 90s alternative, like college rock, indie rock, like Pixies, Jesus and Mary Chain, The Gun Club, Sonic Youth. You guys want to chime in? You guys got influences?
We all kind of have like different favorite like types of music too. Like I pull from classical because I'm a cellist. I think Kyle is like super jazzy sometimes. Yeah. Like he pulls a lot of jazz.
I like the Rent
nice.
Soundtrack a lot too.
We're a melting pot of a band.
We are a melting pot.
Well, the album sounds great and it's a great ensemble.
Thank you so much.
I was talking to Patrick Tate Fleming earlier, and he said that you guys are like one of one of the most hardworking bands to come out onto the scene. And you guys are playing 8035 this year. What's some of your drive behind that to to get to where you are now?
It's just what I love to do, and I really don't have a lot going on outside of that. So like all my free time just kind of gets funneled back into the band. It's something I'm constantly thinking about. So, I mean, like a year ago, we were very raw. So it's just been getting together and making time. And luckily, everybody has freed up time in their schedules to accommodate my wide open schedule. So it's been a fun ride, and definitely looking forward to 8035. That was a huge goal for us coming into this year.
Yeah, you guys are playing on the Hy-Vee stage, and you also have some other shows coming up. Would you like to share that as
Yeah,
well?
Definitely. This Saturday at the Gaslamp at 9 p.m., I'm really excited for that show. We're playing with two other Des Moines bands, the Wheelers, who I can't say enough good things about that band. They had a self-titled album that came out last year on Maximum Ames, and that was one of my favorite records, not just of last year, but of the last couple. Love Songs for Lonely Monsters is playing as well, and that band, as soon as I saw them, I fell in love with that band. It was exciting to see that somebody in town was making music that spoke to me. So, and then the Travel Guide is from Wichita, and I haven't seen them, but I've heard nothing but good things. So that show's Saturday at the Gaslamp at 9 p.m.
And we're playing at 2 o'clock on the Hy-Vee stage on Saturday at 8035.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then outside of that, I mean, we might have one at the end of July in Waterloo, but I think we're going to take some time off to write.
Okay. So there's new stuff and then in the works?
There is.
Foxholes?
We might sprinkle a new one or two or a couple at Gaslamp in 8035. So looking forward to that.
All right. Well, that is Foxholes from Des Moines. Thank you for sharing with us. Would you like to take us out with one more song, two more songs?
Yeah, let's do Minotaur. I don't know if there's any coming back after that.
It's It's a world ender. This one's a world ender.
Oh, I would also like to add that you can also hear our podcast of some of our feature artists that we have for 8035 Showcase. The website you can find that is at iowapublicradio.org/8035. You'll find the River Monks and Holy White Hounds, who are here earlier this week, and as well as you'll find Gloom Balloon and Foxholes later on. And also next week on Wednesday, it's Brother Trucker and Cirrus Minor. And Thursday, we'll hear from Max Jury and the Maytags. Again, thank you, everybody, Foxholes, for taking the time to join us. I'd also like to thank Mark Simmet, Tony Daner, and our technical producer, Phil Moss, and Al Scherz. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This one's called Minotaur.
the one that got away.